So let's get to it. We know what Texas and Oklahoma did today. They said, "Hey, we're not gonna keep moving forward with you guys." Okay, that's fine. So how long do you think it takes for them to come to an actual agreement with the SEC, or is it already in place?
Well, informally, it's in place, but they have to apply for membership. And then once that happens, then the 14 university presidents officially have to vote on them. But this vote's been decided a long time ago, or it would not have got this far. So that's semantics. That will happen. It may happen while we're on the phone. It may happen next week. The bigger question is, when that does happen, the lawyers get involved. And all the language you're going to see today is how Oklahoma and Texas and the Big 12 expects them to stay in the league through 2025. Well, we know the lawyers will get involved, and I think they'll reach a settlement, and that will obviously take several weeks or months, but I think you'll see Texas and Oklahoma in the SEC in 2022. Similar to the last round of realignment, where schools were tied into their conference for 3 or 4 years, and they all were able to get out and play the next season by reaching settlements with their respective conferences.